Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You can go vote right now at Junks Radio on the Junkies poll, brought to you by Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka and Surfside Lemonade and Vodka, the perfect addition to any gathering. Each can is only 100 calories with zero carbonation for easy sipping. Find Surfside at your local bar and in convenient variety 8-packs at your local liquor stores. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly. Poll is very simple. Can the Commanders' defense hold the Lions below 30 points? The early returns say no.
It's tough seeing it. If you look at what the Lions have done offensively, we just saw them against the Vikings, right? They put up 31 points. Mm-hmm. Game before that, they put up 40. Game before that, 34. Game before that, 42. Game before that, 34. The last time they were under 30 was against the Bears. Now that's a divisional opponent, 23-20. They also had a 24-6 game, but before that they put up 52 against the Jags. They average almost 34 points a game. Mm-hmm. So what we know about the Commanders' defense is it's not special. It's improved. It's a great turnaround based on where they were a year ago, but it's not a special defense.
No.
They held Tampa to 20. Yes. You got to give them some credit there. At the same time, a lot of that was the offense just dominating the clock and running so many plays. I just don't see this offense shutting down the Detroit Lions. I mean, the defense shutting down the Detroit Lions.
I don't know if the defense...
It's hard to picture.
I don't know if the defense can hold them to below 30, but Washington's offense could. And what I mean by that is controlling the clock.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you look at Detroit's stats... Now, yardage-wise, they're bottom half of the league, but they're only giving up 20 points a game, which ranks about 7th or 8th in the
league.
Where
you make your gains is in the passing game.
Yeah.
That's where you make, especially with Hutchinson out, right? Mm-hmm. And I guess their DBs must not be great. Although, I just watched them 2 weeks ago against Minnesota. We've talked about it this week a little bit. That was a lights-out game defensively for them.
That might be the real weakness. If you want to weigh in, you're welcome to do that on the MGM National Harbor listener line. What is the Detroit Lions' weakness, if any? And I think it's the defensive injuries that they've withstood over the last few months. I mean, Aiden Hutchinson goes on injured reserve. That was in mid-December. There's a bunch of their corners that went on IR. Carlton Davis, Terrion Arnold, he's not on IR, but he did suffer a foot injury in the game against
the rookie.
The Vikings, the rookie out of Alabama. So maybe that is where you can really... kind of get it in against this defense that suffered a lot of personnel losses.
That's where it is. If you look at what they give up through the air each game, it's 244 yards. Only the Ravens and Jags are worse. So that's where their weakness is.
I mean, a name that not a lot of people might know is Aleem McNeil, who signed a big extension of defensive tackle. He also went on IR. So that's maybe, you know, for a team that's struggling to run the ball like the Commanders have been of late, That helps when some of their premier players are sidelined and they're dealing with backups.
800-636-1067. Do you think the Lions have a weakness? I don't know that they have an offensive weakness other than Jared Goff is not mobile. So if somehow you can pressure him, maybe you can have him make mistakes. He had a 5-interception game this year. Mm-hmm. Actually won that game when he had the 5 interceptions. You don't have to worry about a guy who's going to be outside the pocket very often.
No. He's not going to have a lot of off-schedule plays. That's not his thing.
800-636-1067. But if you're looking for a weakness, it is what you guys are talking about. So Washington, to me, has to outscore him. It's kind of the exact same thought that I had in the Tampa game. I thought it was going to be a higher scoring game. I had predicted 31-28. I think that's the type of game that they can win against the Lions. Jaden putting up big numbers and the passing game thriving.
Well, just for whatever it's worth, I mean, they're obviously an explosive team. But, okay, you know what? I'm sorry. I was looking at the wrong numbers.
And They also put up a lot of big points at home. In week four against Drabby's Seahawks, 42 points. Mm-hmm. At home against Tennessee, now they're a bottom feeder, I understand, 52 points. Another bottom feeder comes to Detroit in Jacksonville in week 11. They hung 52 on them.
But you also look at it only 23 against the Bears. So you got to look at it from the positive, right? Only 24 against the Colts. Only 26 against the Titans. Now, those are all, you know, you can win with those.
Right.
But it's not like it's super explosive. Only 24 against the Pack. 20 against the Cardinals. Only 16 against the Bucks. So, I mean, they're not a guaranteed 30 spot. They might not be as close to it as you could get.
They're not a guarantee, but, like, even in the game against Minnesota where they scored 31, like, they didn't even look like they were in sync for a lot of that game until Gibbs took over that game late. And they still managed to score 31 points.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like, in a runaway victory. They're just a scary offensive unit. And you just have to hope that they have an off day and pressure Goff.
It's going to be similar to what the game plan was against Tampa. I think, you know, Jaden and Terry have to have a big game.
Right.
Got to take advantage of those young beat-ups DBs for Dallas or for Detroit. But it's going to be tough to run on them. I don't think B-Rob's going to have a great game or whoever's running the ball. Maybe Jaden is bouncing out of the pocket. But I think their strength is going to be, you know, controlling the clock, throwing the ball, and not allowing Goff to have the ball.
If you look at the entire season, EB, so they were held under 30 points five times. And you can vote at Junks Radio on the poll of the day. Five times, though, they scored over 40.
No, I know.
That tells you how explosive they are. So, yeah, you can potentially hold them under 30, but that team is more likely to get to over 30 points. They average 33. So Washington, I think, has just got to make it a track meet, score a bunch of points, make some big plays.
No, see, I don't think you want it to be a track meet. I agree with Jason. I think it's got to be a lower scoring game.
I just don't know.
We got to milk some clock. I mean, it doesn't mean we don't run up tempo, but we just got to have long, sustained drives.
I just don't know if they have the defensive personnel to hold off this team for four quarters.
Well, just like last week, they do if they don't have the ball that much.
I think it's got to be.
That's the way you do it.
If somehow the Commanders can hold the ball for 34, 35 plus minutes.
That's the blueprint. If they only have the ball for 28 minutes, we're going to lose.
I think it's got to be a 26-23 type of game. It can't be a 38-31
game. Yeah, it's got to be like week 13 when the Lions beat the Bears 23-20.
If it's a track meet, you're insinuating that we're making zero stops, you know, and I just don't know that we could score every time, you know.
Yeah, because they don't have – Washington doesn't have the balance that Detroit has.
And Gibbs –
I mean, their run game is really good.
Gibbs, to his credit, right? Great running back, 1,400 yards, 16 touchdowns. You know, I see it. I see the numbers. But he also is one of these guys who's hit or miss. You know, 31 yards against the Bills, 43 yards against Green Bay. You know, 69 yards, that's fine against Jack. But he didn't murder you. 63 yards against Dallas – 40 yards against the Rams.
Yeah, but he's also doing this, and he's like in a timeshare. Look at his numbers since Montgomery was sidelined. His numbers have gone through the roof last month. Yeah.
The last three, he's had his best games.
Now, Montgomery's supposed to be back. Campbell spoke very positively about Dave Montgomery being back, but you're right. He's a dual threat guy, though, too.
I mean,
because he can catch the ball out of the backfield.
In a timeshare, he had almost 2,000 all-purpose yards this year.
It's pretty sick.
I mean, he was at 1,400 rushing and 517 receiving. 20 total touchdowns.
He had 20 touchdowns. I mean, that's just a bomb year.
I mean, just a massive year. And remember, there was a lot of finger-pointing at Detroit. Like, why are you guys trading up for an undersized running back in the draft? The last month is exactly why.
All right, if you had to vote, are you voting yes, the defense can hold the Lions under 30, or no? I'll cast a vote as no.
I'll vote no. Because I think a major problem is, what do you do with Lattimore? I mean, Lattimore was subpar against Mike Evans. He's not going to all of a sudden get better in a week when he has to face another high-octane offense.
That could be
an issue. Where he's either covering Amon-Ra or Jameson Williams. I think those are both bad matchups.
Tell me how long Washington has the ball, and I'll tell you if they hold them under 30.
35 minutes.
They're holding them under 30.
Washington has the ball.
If they have
26 and a half minutes.
Not holding under 30.
Yeah, probably not.
But if they hold the, if they have the ball for 35 minutes,
I think that's the key.
That's a 26-23 game.
Right. Maybe you can get them out of their rhythm a little bit. Maybe you can get them pressing a little bit. And hey, you know what? Jared Goff isn't freaking Joe Montana in his prime. He's got great weapons, but he's got to deliver the ball. We can maybe pressure him into a bad throw or two, you know, make a third down stop or two. Look, it's one of those games where I think, you know, I often say, how many punts can we force? You know, if we could force two or three punts, you know, just sort of get lucky on a 3rd and 6 and Dan Campbell's at his own 40 or 35 and decides not to go for it. You know, I don't know. I think it's going to be a very difficult challenge. But I do think that they can pull it off. Let's go to Andrew in Manassas. Andrew, what's up?
Hi, guys. Love your show. Listen to it every morning.
Thanks, man. Thank you, man.
Appreciate it.
Yeah. So I'm from the area, but I did go to the 91 championship game. I am a Lions fan. I remember walking out of RFK, Andre Weir throwing an interception. The place erupted.
right.
But some things that the Lions don't do well, sack the quarterback. They have a high pressure rate, but they don't get home. The way that you're just talking about Goff, he can throw an interception, he can get sacked, but he has like a goldfish memory. He'll forget about it, and you don't rattle him, sort of thing. So I don't know. That's all I want to say.
Well, who are you picking? You're picking the Lions.
Yeah, I am picking the Lions.
Yeah, not based on heart, just based on logic.
Yeah, because they keep coming. They keep coming, and they keep coming.
Right.
The games that Jahmyr Gibbs may have not had a lot of rushing yards. I mean, he has a lot of passing yards. He has about 60 catches. You guys said that yesterday. So, and Montgomery is going to be a big part of the game. In Dan Campbell's presser yesterday, he was hinting that Ben Montgomery's going to be a big part of this game as well.
Yeah, he did say that.
All right, thank you, Andrew. Appreciate it, buddy. Thanks for listening.
Do you know what team is dead last in number of punts in the league?
Washington, maybe.
No, Detroit.
I guess it's Detroit.
How many they have?
45, so that's not even three a game.
How many do we have?
Washington had 50.
We were pretty close.
They were pretty close, yeah.
Don't forget, coming up at 8:25, we'll be joined by Dan Miller, play-by-play voice for the Detroit Lions, so you don't want to miss that. Our nation's heroes need your support. If you have an old car or extra vehicle that you no longer need, donating it to the Purple Heart Foundation can provide critical assistance to vets and their families. Donating a car is easy, too. You get free pickup and a tax receipt, and veterans will get the life-saving support they need. Visit purpleheartfoundation.org to donate a car and help our heroes. We need your support today. That's thepurpleheartfoundation.org.